soon the shelters were full of restlessness under the remote stars. Nevertheless, the Northern European tradition of work, play and food right through the day, made it possible for them to adjust themselves wholly to this new rhythm. The Litlan Percival had early crawled into a shelter and stayed there for 2 days, talking, singing, and crying, till they thought him batty and were faintly amused. Ever since then he had been piqued, red-eyed, and miserable, a Litlan who played little and cried often. The smaller boys were known now by the generic title of Litlans. The decrease in size from Ralph down was gradual, and though there was a dubious region inhabited by Simon and Robert and Maurice, nevertheless no one had any difficulty in recognizing Biggins at one end and Litlans at the other. The undoubted Litlans, those aged about 6, led a quiet, distinct, and at the same time intense life of their own. They ate most of the day, picking fruit where they could reach it and not particular about ripeness and quality. They were used now to stomach aches and a sort of chronic diarrhea. They suffered untold terrors in the dark and huddled together for comfort. Apart from food and sleep, they found time for play, aimless and trivial, in the white sand by the bright water. They cried for their mothers much less often than might have been expected. They were very browned and filthily dirty. They obeyed the summons on the conch, partly because Ralph blew it, and he was big enough to be a link with the adult world of authority, and partly because they enjoyed the entertainment of the assemblies. But otherwise they seldom bothered with the Biggins, and their passionately emotional and corporate life was their own. They had built castles in the sand at the bar of the little river. These castles were about 1 foot high, and were decorated with shells, withered flowers, and interesting stones. Round the castles was a complex of marks, tracks, walls, railway lines that were of significance only if inspected with the eye at beach level. The Litlans played here, if not happily, at least with absorbed attention.